when I look at what successful advisors do versus the ones that struggle, I mean, there's a DNA piece to it in terms of what they do, how they think, what they believe. But one of the easiest things to look at is what are your habits?
Hi, this is Coach Joe Lucas, and welcome to the Magellan Network Show. My goal inside of this communication, this show, is to share with you my nearly 30 years of coaching some of the most successful financial advisors in North America. We're going to be talking about strategies, syntaxes. We're going to bring guests on from time to time, and I'm going to share with you what's working now. So think of this show as sort of like a little one-on-one kind of mini coaching cast, if you like, where we're going to be going in depth from time to time on strategies to help you grow your business, get more effective, become more efficient, find balance in your time management, grow your business, and quite frankly, whatever else is going on in the world today. So before we get to today's episode, I'd love for you to do a couple things for me. Number one, make sure that if you're watching this on YouTube, that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're doing the audio, make sure that you give us a review on whether it's Spotify or Apple. You know, we'd really appreciate that. And quite frankly, that does help. It does matter when you rate things and like things and subscribe to things. It helps us get the word out to more of the industry. And lastly, I have a very special gift for you. Go to magellannetwork.net. So one word, magellannetwork.net. And I have for you a complimentary membership, 100% gratis, where you can tap into about between 50 and 75 hours of master classes, forms, tools, templates, and strategies. So please go ahead and make sure you go ahead and get that claimed. Smash the like button and subscribe. And please go ahead and leave us a review on whatever podcasting platform you're on. And now let's get to this week's episode. Hi, it's your coach, Joe Lucas, and welcome to this episode of the Magellan Network Show. And hey, I don't know about you guys, but here we are in quarter number two of the 2024 season. I hope you had a great holiday week and weekend. And let's talk a little bit about habits. And why, as an advisor, what you do every day, every week has a profound impact compounded over time on your results. Okay. So let's look at it this way. I believe, and I've been doing this for 30 years, that there are three habits, beliefs, behaviors, right? What you believe, how you behave, and then what your habits are in terms of your success. So for this video, we're going to break down habits and why you've got to pay attention to them, number one, but also more importantly, what really gets in the way, right? So let's just kind of look at things. Let's look at a typical situation, right? So I'm going to give you a list of habits. And I like to know on a scale of one to five, five being you rock starred out, one being, huh, right? How you would rank yourself on the following habits. Habit number one, and by the way, these are in no particular order. You go to bed early enough and get enough sleep. Habit number two, you get up early enough to do a proper morning success ritual. Habit number three, before your day starts, you have your daily game plan prepped either the morning of or the night before. Next habit, when you hit your office, you are in a good zone, which is you have eliminated distractions. You don't have the TV playing in the background. You have a habit of cleaning up your office. So your environment looks really, really good, right? Next, what is the habit that of what you put in your body throughout the day, right? Are you nourishing it? Are you giving it proper nutrients to have a high level of physical energy? Or are you sabotaging your success by whatever you're putting in your body habitually, right? Next, habit. When you're talking to clients, do you have the habit of being grateful and reminding them that you're a resource for friends, family, colleagues, and coworkers? Next, do you have a habit of making sure that their balance sheet is updated each and every year? Next, do you have a habit of making sure that you understand who their beneficiaries are and also who their CPA, attorney, or other professionals are that serve that same client? And I can go on and on and on and on, but here's the point I'm driving at. It doesn't seem
like a lot when you look at it by itself, right? So, and I'll give you a great example. How many of you, here we are, you know, we're recording this, early April. How many of you are sitting going, my God, where'd the first quarter go? Like, we're 25% of 2024 is in the books. Like, what happened, right? Now, I want you to take that, and I want you to take the habits I just listened. Like I said, I can kind of keep going, but we're not going to do it here. And let's just say you didn't score well on both of them. Maybe some of you're good, some of you're terrible, some of you're in the middle. So basically, we average you out, you're average, okay? Not mediocre, but not great, right? Average. And having an average level of great habits will make you a very good income in this game. Annually, per decade, per your career. It will. So this is not a conversation about, man, you know, if you don't do this, you'll fail. You know, like if you're watching me or listening to me, chances are you're not failing out of the business. But if you sit there and say, man, I really wish I could be more successful. I really wish I could earn more money for my family, right? But those are easy, right? Those are like, that's like wishing for the lottery. But what is the action? Like, how do you break it down, right? And the easiest thing to do is focus on what you do or something, what you don't do. And that's why, you know, when I created Magellan Network, you know, we talk about playing the game. And we play the game every day, right? And there are five core habits. And this is where I'm getting to with this. There are five core habits that I've identified after 30 years that I know to be absolutely true on a daily basis. Okay, habit number one. Hi, Coach Joe Lucas here, and I'm just breaking here for a moment just to do a couple quick reminders. Number one, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel or our podcast. In addition, please leave a comment or a review. Those things really, really matter. And share this episode with three of your colleagues inside the financial services space. And lastly, make sure that you go ahead and claim your free membership inside of Magellan Network. Now back to this week's episode. You take the first hour of the day, you make it yours. You do your morning success ritual. We call it the Magellan Power Hour. I don't care, you know, if you read Hal Elrod's book, The Miracle Morning. Great book, by the way. Bottom line is, you got to make time for you. And that's the best time to do it, okay? Early in the morning. Now, if there's five things, what gets in the way? Number one, okay? Habit. What time do you go to bed and how do you go to bed? That's a habit, right? So if you're up late, if you're on your phone or on your iPad or on your computer late, you're not getting proper rest. That means you don't want to get up early. Or if you do get up early, you're lethargic. Doesn't happen. So how do you sabotage the morning ritual? The night before. What's the next habit? There's an absolute correlation to how many conversations you have with people and how much money you make. And when I say conversations, don't default to cold calling. I'm not saying that. I'm saying is how many clients, prospects, COIs, and communication today with modalities, where you phone them, you text them, you email them, you loom them, you bomb them. I don't. You meet them in person. Doesn't matter. How many times do you do that? What's standard? Next, what is the habit in terms of how many meetings you set? Whether you or your team, I don't care who's setting your meetings, but what is the number you need set every day or every week or every month so that you're on track for your goals? Right. Third habit. So morning ritual, contacts, meetings. What's fourth habit? How many times in a given day do you remind your clients softly? When again, you could search all my content on referrals and introductions. Not a big deal. How many times do you remind your clients that you're open for business? You're here as a resource. That they know someone who's retiring, selling business, not happy, whatever. Hey, we're here to help. Right? Pretty simple. Number four, and then the fifth habit, almost looks kind of the most important habit. We're tracking it. You know, if it matters, it has to get measured. If you're not tracking your habits and your KPIs, which a lot of you don't even know what that means, KPIs, key performance indicators, you can look it up. Like if you're not, that's score. Now, some of you are old enough, as I am, that you remember score was easy, right? At the end of every day, because it was a transactional game back then, that you dropped X amount of tickets, made X amount of commission, and you know at 4 o'clock Eastern or 4:01 Eastern, what kind of day you had, right? You could actually have a really unproductive day, but one client called, you did one big trade, you made your money for the day, you declare victory, and that was a whopping 10 minutes out of the whole 8 hours, right? That game doesn't exist anymore. It just doesn't. But that's what really matters in, you know, when I look at what successful advisors do versus the ones that struggle. I mean, there's a DNA piece to it in terms of what they do, how they think, what they believe. But one of the easiest things to look at is, what are your habits? And your habits only fall into two buckets, right? They help the cause or they hurt the cause. That is it. There is not this, well, I don't know. No. You either executed your game for the day, you didn't. You either had the proper habits for the day, you didn't. It's it. It's very binary that way, okay? And so what I just want you to do, and just be cognizant of, is when you're looking back at Q1, which is now the time to do, by the way, how would you grade out some of your habits? Now, I'm going to give you something really cool. It's a tool, access tool. Access to a tool. What I have our members do and my personal clients do every quarter is we do a debrief for the quarter. We do, there's 21 benchmarks. So think of like 21 habits. 21 benchmarks. There's core KPIs we talk about. So I've got this in a masterclass, right, that I've recorded. And it's available to all members of Magellan Network, and membership is free, F-R-E. And you will see that if you just follow the links that are probably here somewhere, depending on how you're consuming this content. I would highly recommend, you look, I don't need you to hire me as your coach. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to expose you to what I know to work. And I'm giving you this. Okay, it's there. It's on the landing. It's like once you register, it's like right there. Done. No, we don't ask you for, we don't do trials or any of that crap. Here, it's yours. Go use it. Just if you like it, spread the word. That's all I ask, right? So what's in it for Joe or Coach Joe? Hey, I get to influence more advisors, especially younger advisors, which is what I'm all about. So that's what's in it for me. Okay. So let's get after it. Let's look at your habits, right? And how you're approaching your game. And look, think of this like football, American football, I should say. There are four quarters in every game. One quarter's done. It could have sucked for you. Three quarters left to go. Let's rock it out. It is never too late to be excellent. Never forget that, okay? It's never too late to be great. So take action. Go do the benchmarking process. Have a great week, and I'll see you all again next Friday.
Thank you for watching or listening to this episode of the Magellan Network Show. Hey, if any of this resonated with you, I invite you to come to MagellanNetwork.net, and we have a powerful group coaching community of like-minded advisors. Come in for a trial. You and I will have a one-on-one conversation. Let's see if I can help elevate your game, both personally and professionally.